All right. excuse me. On the injury front, Donnie Avery has a shoulder contusion. We'll just see how he does here in the next couple of days. Eric Fisher's still recovering from the concussion and being tested, you know, going through all the protocol. Justin Houston, he took a shot to the neck and head and everything else here, but he seems to be okay, so I'm just mentioning him here. Travis Kelce is still working with the bone bruise part here, and then Fasano with the ankle injury is making progress, but if we had to practice today, we wouldn't be able to practice. All in all, a good win yesterday, with a lot of things that we can improve on in all areas. However, the other three takeaways, I think were important. The muff being one of those, and then being able to come out with points on those, I thought were important. I think we had 13 points on the takeaways. We had the two turnovers offensively that we've got to do a better job there. We've turned it over a little too much here. I was worried. I could see why the ball got away from Jamal there after you see the way his body got contorted there, and he came out healthy on that. So that's a plus. Now that Jamal had we're speaking to him, I thought he had a pretty good game. He had 145 total yards, which you know, he can do so many things for you, and he does so many things well. I thought Ryan had a good day kicking. He had 14 points, four field goals, and two extra points there. And then defensively, I thought our guys came out and just they kind of established an attitude early, and even though they were able to kind of get into a little bit of a flow that second half, they were able to put an end to that and finish strong. But again, when your defense plays that well, I guess it would be highlighted, you'd say, by the goal line stand. I mean, you come out with that kind of an attitude, and that's infectious to everybody. And it led to a long drive after that. I thought it actually helped get the offense going a little bit there. The interception at the end, we were able to score, and then the interception by Demps doesn't necessarily tell the whole story. You see Flowers and the work that he did there to cause the ball to be tipped and Demps to work on that. And then Flowers has been working through an injury. Both he and Lewis, I think, have just showed real grit working through their injuries and fighting to get back on the field and then just coming out and playing good, hard-nosed, tough football. Things we've got to work on. We've got to work on a few things offensively. Red zone, we were only one of four there, and we've got to do a better job there. We stalled on a couple drives, and we're normally better than that, so we've got to take care of business down there when you're given an opportunity. Our third down efficiency was terrible. We were one for 12, and you can't make a living doing that, right? So you got to make sure that you're more efficient on third down. You got to shorten the third downs down a little bit yardage wise too. You start hitting some of these third and a gazillion that you don't have a lot of calls for those particular spots. So you got to keep your third downs manageable, and I think we did a very good job of that yesterday. And that's my responsibility to make sure that we're in those positions there. So time's yours.
You mentioned Flowers. You put him in the slot a lot. You had Cooper. Can you just kind of talk about why him in the slot and what the matchups was? Was it a matchup thing or was it an injury thing?
Well, you saw early how we did that in training camp. where we had the flexibility to use him. He's really a good inside player. He's good outside too, but he's a good inside player. And then Coop's been playing well, so it gives you the confidence to be able to do that. But Brandon's flexibility is the key there. I mean, he can do so many things for you, and he's so willing. I mean, very, very seldom you see guys of his stature that are that tough and that willing to get inside there amongst those big bodies, but he can play now.
Why this game in particular? Was it matchups, or was it because you're taking a little load off his knee? Or?
No, it wasn't a load off the knee part. No, yeah, it was what Bob wanted, you know, as far as scheme went. Not necessarily matchups as much as scheme.
AJ Jenkins got a lot of work after Avery went out. Are you comfortable with Jenkins playing right now, or is he just the next man up and it's time to play?
Yeah, well, he was the next – well, I guess both. I mean, he was the next guy up, and to be the next guy up, you had to be comfortable with him. So, young guy, and he's continuing to learn what we're doing. So I thought he did a good job in there.
Did you know anything about him, or was that a John Dorsey special?
No, it was one of John's, yeah. What is he? I remember him as a wide receiver at Rutgers. That's what I remember.
he stepped in and obviously played some big outs for you. What is a lot of him to succeed so quickly?
Well, he's a smart kid, and he's got good coaching, and he wants to be good. I mean, he goes out there every day and let anything get in the way of him getting better each and every day. And he's willing to challenge. You also notice that he's a big kid, a good size, so he's not afraid of matchups or whatever.
Coach, what's your understanding of when a quarterback is and is not out of bounds, when a runner is or is not out of bounds, and how that world maybe is? Saw it earlier this year with Geno Smith, and this wasn't quite as late and as much of a game changer on the one that was called in your game as it was with the Jets and Bucks. But is there a?
Yeah, I think it's a bang bang call by the officials. I mean, you know, they've got a. It's not always an easy job over there, but I think as long as the quarterback is working his way out of bounds, or you know, I mean, you can split the hairs here if his foot's in the air going out of bounds, I'd probably tell you he's out of bounds. Not many of them could put their foot out of bounds and then come back in. I've not seen that happen very often. So I think it's one of those that you throw the call on and go with it.
Does the league, I mean, I don't get the refs out in camp and everything, and they're telling the defenders, and they view the quarterback differently? I mean, is he a different, they're going to be quicker on the whistle with the running back, maybe not?
Well, I would tell you that, listen, I'm stating the obvious here. There are rules put in to protect the quarterback. I mean, that's some of the rules. Now, the run game has become a little more prevalent at the quarterback position over this year, really, and probably into last year a little bit. So it doesn't make it quite as cut and dry once they break outside the tackle box and become a runner. Once they become a runner, they're a runner. And so
It seems like when you've had some slide situations out in the middle of the field, Smith's taken a couple of shots. When he's down, they seem to maybe not be quite as protective in the middle, but on the sideline, they're pretty touchy about the quarterback.
Well, yeah, no, he. Well, it depends on where, you know, if you're going out of bounds. I mean, you see it. It's not. I'm stating the obvious. If you're going out of bounds, it wouldn't have mattered if it's a running back or a tight end or a wide receiver. If you're going out of bounds and somebody comes full speed, you know, they're going to probably call that call. Alex has taken some chances to answer the other part of the question. I mean, he's done two flips in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is, and you know, I don't necessarily like seeing that, but he's a competitive guy and he's trying to get the first down. And so I got it. I thought the one in the game, I obviously think the officials made a good call.
Coach, after that impressive goal line stand, can you just walk
into the mindset of boom, going deep to Avery? What was the thought process then?
Well, we like the match. We had that play on our script that we thought we'd have an opportunity to take a shot there, and we did. I thought Donnie did a nice job. Nice job of hanging on the football box, put it up there, and let him go get it. And, thought it was, you know, but that's what we saw without.
You mentioned that it was contagious.
Like, you guys fed off that.
Yeah, well, listen, when you see you can't help but get excited. Your defense makes a goal line stand like that. I think everybody gets fired up and ready to go. I think we got a field goal out of that one. Again, we need to score a touchdown, but we got a field goal. But it was a good extended drive. You know, that's one of the areas we're doing pretty good at is the time of possession. But you want, when you have time of possession, you don't want to come out with field goals. Although Ryan did a nice job, but that's not really what you want. You want to get touchdowns there, especially on longer drives like that.
What about Chad Hall? He got a lot of work, particularly early in the game. What are you seeing from him?
Well, we had a little package in there for him, and you know, he did some good things. He did some good things. So then we blended him kind of throughout the game, different times. So, but he gives you some quickness. But you know, both he and Dex are. They're a little bit undersized. They're smaller guys, but they've got great quickness, and we try to utilize both of them at the same time.
Coach, Alex and Key situations yesterday was throwing to Sherman and Brock and different guys that are a little bit lower on the depth chart. What does he do in practice on a daily basis to make sure that those guys are confident and understand the ball's coming out at any time?
Well, there's no period really during the day, so if the defense is up, he's out working with those guys. Whether it's individually or as a group, and make sure you're trying to gain time there. You know, I mentioned yesterday, which I think is important as you guys look at things, is you play teams that are going to play a lot of man coverage, like almost every snap man coverage. There are going to be some good ones. There are going to be some ones that don't look so good. That happens. The important thing is that you keep firing and you fire with confidence. And then trust your guys. And he did all of those things, which is huge. And McGrath comes on board, and he's feeding McGrath in tight, crucial situations. He's shooting this guy. And Brock, he gives him opportunities. And Chad, who he did work with a little bit at San Francisco, but he's throwing to him. So these are guys that haven't been with us.
I know you haven't gotten too far into the Raiders yet, but this is your indoctrination into the Chiefs-Raiders rivalry.
Well, I was going to finish this with that. Okay. It is Raider week, and I'm all about rivalries. I mean, I got it. And so it's exciting. I know our fans are going to be completely crazy. I know that. I got it. And our players will be fired up for it. These are special in the National Football League. Yeah, these type of rivalries, man, it's get your juices flowing and get them flowing early. So the black and silver, if anybody's wearing it, be careful. Just be careful.
That being said, how do you handle it differently with the team, or do you handle it differently?
As far as the preparation?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they know. They're aware of it. You know, they understand that. So I'm not into all that kind of stuff. But you know when you're playing a rival, and it's an AFC West team, so that's very important too. And not that they all aren't, but those become very important games. And so the fellas, they realize that.
Did you stay up late last night watching them?
I did take a peek at him. Yeah.
you mentioned the one for four in the red zone and the one for 12 to third down. Yeah, obviously you want to correct it. Is it a blocking issue, or is it just what are some of the issues that have gone into both those?
There are a variety of things, but we've got collectively to do better, right? So everybody's got a little piece. Each one was different. The bottom line is, I mentioned this after the game, I've got to do a better job making sure I get these guys in the right position and call them the right plays for them. Once I get that done, in those situations, we'll be all right.
Last two.
Andy,
you talked about the conditioning, the pads, play calling, finishing, being given credit to those guys. Mindset, too, built up with the guys, were a belief that tie game, whatever, down three, whatever, four, we got this, we're going to pull this through because the evidence is there.
Well, I'll tell you this, the eyes that I'm looking at, and I mentioned this about Alex, and as a group, they're all in, and they're very positive and upbeat throughout the game, and they're working to do their best, and so you appreciate that. There's a certain confidence there and want to that you appreciate as a coach.
Last two.
On Bo, he's always been the focal point of defenses, but he's been very statistically productive with a lot of different offenses, and frankly with a lot of quarterbacks not as talented as Alex. Why do you think he hasn't gotten it going yet?
Well, he's gotten it going at the right time. So, and that's really the play calls coming in. So teams put a lot of emphasis. I mean, you just said it yourself. Teams put a lot of emphasis on him early and with coverage. And then we kind of work our way through and make sure we see what they're doing. And then all of a sudden we get him going with the calls. And then he does a phenomenal job with it. So but you saw a couple of those towards the end of the game. You saw people settling underneath him to give up the flat and so on. That's how they honor him. And then you just keep dialing him up as often as you can so you get him the football, because normally good things happen when the ball's in his hand.
Last one.
Anthony Fasano tweeted last night after the win, so happy yet so frustrated. How much has his absence impacted what you want to do on third down inside the red zone?
Listen, the other guys have done a nice job, so it's not hindering what we're doing there. I think his frustration's over just not being healthy. I mean, if he's tweeting that, not being able to have an opportunity to play, he loves to play the game.